I'm very happy now to welcome Elliot Schmidt. He is on Governor Richardson's Special Economic Development Task Force. He is actually new to Santa Fe, new to New Mexico. He's come here from Washington, D.C. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Well, thank you, and I'm happy to be here.
And I would like to welcome Pat Ajarian-Lopez, and she's with the New Mexico Tax and Revenue Department. Welcome, Pat.
Glad to be here.
Now, we are talking today, we've got just a short time to do this, but we are talking about the budget gap. New Mexico had its legislative session. There was a lot of talk about closing the budget gap. Where are we at?
Well, right now, we have taken some measures, as you know, to address the budget gap, but we're still projecting a possible $300 million shortfall for our budget this year.
So that basically has to be made up by either cutting the budget more or raising revenue.
Exactly. And there really are not a lot of areas for budget cutting at this point. We've cut everything as much as we can. The only area where there might be a little room is perhaps more furloughs. We're thinking of five more furlough days per year per employee, and we are encouraging state employees to think of this as a vacation. You can take all 5 days in 1 week if you like and have a nice vacation this summer with your family.
So, Elliot, you are here from Washington, and we've been talking about some interesting ideas that are coming actually from New Mexico's burgeoning film industry.
Absolutely. You know, the governor, as you well know, is very eager to build the entertainment industry in New Mexico.
And has been doing so for the 6 years that he's been in office.
And he currently is building partnership with the Mexican government to promote Lucha Libre wrestling in our great state.
This would be an economic development partnership to promote Lucha Libre. That's like that professional wrestling that they do in Mexico.
Kind of, but with masks. They're very excited with that. We have corporate sponsorship and some Lucha Libre celebrities on board.
So what would that actually look like here in the state of New Mexico?
Well, we have a three-pronged strategy. We're looking at closed-circuit TV, sports bars, and live performances. We probably at first regulate it to the major cities like Santa Fe and Albuquerque, but we hope to expand to, you know, the smaller and more remote venues.
Pat, what kind of taxes are we looking at? And I know these would have to be approved by legislators in a special session, but there were certainly lots of questions about the food tax and other kinds of taxes before the food tax was vetoed. What taxes are we looking at now?
One of the things that we're recommending to the governor and the legislature is a 20% surcharge tax on all purchases of guns and ammunition in the state of New Mexico, including transfers among private citizens.
How much revenue do you expect to raise from that tax?
From the transfer of the weapons themselves, it is not significant, perhaps $1.2 million, but the ammunition surtax we expect to raise approximately $30 million.
And how would you regulate transfer between individuals?
We haven't gotten all of the details worked out, but we are working with the major telecoms to come up with a GPS-based system.
Now, I know that another consideration comes from actually the tourism department, and there are some considerations of loosening of certain restrictions that would affect the border areas.
That is correct. You're very well informed, as always, Mary Charlotte. One of the big parts of the New Mexico economy has always been tourism dollars. We have always depended on tourism dollars, and these days some of those dollars are pesos. There are quite a few well-to-do Mexicans who would love to vacation here and are put off by the stringent border requirements. So we are looking, we're working with the Border Patrol people and the federal government to loosen those restrictions so that there is more free travel across the border.
And, of course, there's a large number of middle-class Mexicans as well.
Absolutely, and we hope to attract them.
Elliot, you are also working with various energy projects. Of course, that's part of the green economy.
Absolutely. The governor is very enthusiastic about any alternative energy programs we can implement in New Mexico, and he had this great idea, and I am completely on board, which is to implement small hydro projects throughout the state, but not on a kind of a macro scale, but more on the individual consumer, that they can get subsidies to start their own projects.
help me out here. How would that help the revenue of the state of New Mexico?
Well, we are always on the border of an energy crisis. And this way, individuals can produce their own energy, and given a sufficient infrastructure, they can sell the energy back to the utilities. So they're making money, we're saving money on energy production. It's a win-win situation.
Now, DWI is an often talked about problem, driving while intoxicated. A lot of legislation, a lot of talk has happened about this issue. What role does DWI play in this conversation about revenue enhancement?
Well, first I need to back up. It isn't just DWI. An increasing problem is what I call DWNPA, which is driving while not paying attention. Now, we have attempted to, you laugh, but it's caused quite a lot of fatalities.
What, cell phones?
Their cell phones are a big part. Cell phones, texting, you know, fighting with your kids, trying to put makeup on, reading. I've seen people reading the paper while they're driving.
No, you
These
have
are,
not.
I have. These are all very serious problems. So what we would like to do is we would like to look at expanding the same sorts of penalties that are associated with DWI to these other issues. There are fines now for using a cell phone, but there are no serious penalties, no possibility of jail time or having your vehicle taken from you. So we are looking at that. And then in addition, what many people don't understand is the cost of taking these cases to court is immense. It clogs up the system, and then we can't use the courts for things that they really need to be used for. So what we would like to institute is pay-as-you-go checkpoints, so that if you get pulled over for one of these violations and you don't wish to contest it, you may pay your fine at that spot. We will be able to take credit cards, debit cards, and cash, no checks, of course. And if you pay at the time that you are arrested, there is a 10% reduction in your fine and a 1-point reduction in the number of points on your license.
Very interesting.
Because there is, of course, a shortage in officers, we will be privatizing this service to private security firms who will handle all the administrative costs and all the personnel and will turn over a percentage of the revenues to the state.
That's a little scary. I mean, we've talked on this show about Blackwater and those companies are very expensive.
They are, but they're also very efficient, and we feel as though if it's good enough for the federal government, it's good enough for us.
So, Elliot, there is another idea that would involve New Mexico State Parks. I'm not sure. You tell us the details.
Well, the governor thought that we need to involve the citizenry in some of New Mexico's greater projects. So the idea was that we would have locals vote on their favorite state parks. And the one that received the least amount of votes would be sold for development. And not just are we getting rid of a burden on the state budget, but we're providing much-needed jobs in the state.
Now, wait a minute. This is, I don't know. I mean, development, that's something that, I mean, the state parks are precisely there so that we keep those lands pristine and not developed.
Frankly, there are more state parks in this state than there are cities and people. Do we really need that many? How many state parks have you visited this year?
Good question. It's almost time to go, but are there any other considerations on the issue of taxation?
One thing we had considered is there's a large untapped and untaxed market in adult companionship services, which I believe would create a nice synergistic relationship.
Wait. Adult what? Adult companion services?
Yes, you know, for instance, a lonely businessman here on a trip who wants company going out to dinner or a show and doesn't really want to go by himself may wish to have a fresh young companion to while away the lonely hours. And these services are very highly remunerated, professional services, but are currently not being taxed. And this is a great source of income, partly because it does come from out of state. We're bringing revenue from Texas, from California, from Arizona, from other places, and they're spending the money here, and the state would like to have its share.
And you know what I have to say? When I was being vetted for this position, I took advantage of those services, and I have to say, they are top-notch.
Pat Ajarian-Lopez is with the New Mexico Taxation and Revenue Department. Elliot Schmidt is with Governor Richardson's Special Economic Development Task Force. Thank you both so much for being with us here on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. We're at facebook.com/radiocafe, and my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, jazz. Have a great day.